First and foremost, Paul, I guess maybe an update on Adam Lowry from last night.
He's in that group of guys. He won't play tomorrow. We wouldn't think he's going to have a problem starting the season. He might be back on the ice the day later. We're being very cautious with any. Most of these are either groin, hip flexors, or your quad strains, or their tightness that we can't loosen up, which is what you expect based on the way we've run camp, and it's been a grind for them. But we don't have anybody that right now is a concern for opening night.
The other two guys back today with Little and Myers seem excited to be back with the group.
Right, so they left the ice today thinking they're going into the lineup tomorrow, and we'll make sure that they come back feeling that good. But they got through the full practice and felt strong.
Any word from NHL about the
there hasn't been yet.
Okay.
No.
On Struba.
Yeah. Oh, and as far as Pro, is it like, because we thought he was playing and then Tanev goes in, was that just a minor hurt thing? Yeah.
What do we do with these? Matty Pro had an expansionary issue with his family. It's all very, very positive. But I don't get to announce that, right? So you can pretend I didn't say anything.
The way that Brandon Lemieux stepped up the other night and LaPont stepped up the other night and Bufflin snaps a bit last night, is that a sign, Paul, that without a Thorburn and a Stewart that maybe this club will sort of police things by committee?
We're going to have to do it exactly like that. There are going to have to be clean hits that we let go that aren't answered right away. We're going to have to learn to take it when the score says we need to, and then most importantly, stick together and then by committee make sure that we take care of each other on the ice.
Is that the way the game is going? I mean, Chris certainly served an important role for you guys, but it was filled a little bit maybe by Matt Hendricks, but not.
The Western Conference still has lots of guys in team that do that for a living. We just won't go into the season with one. We think we've got enough guys that can handle it if they need to, but I don't think we got anybody getting to the puck second because of it. And that's the number one concern, right? If you're pulling up because of a concern of what will happen in the corner, I haven't seen it.
It's an added bonus to have a Matt Hendricks. The other things, if he does, that he's got that in his...
He's willing. For sure. He's also got a great pro sense of when to apply it, right? If something happens on the ice, he's going to be there for his teammates. And the players around him then learn.
Brandon Tanev said that he's really sort of embracing, understanding what it means to play a role, and he really likes the role of being a fourth line guy and the PK guy. Did you see him take a step last night?
I think he's had an understanding. There's a bit of an understanding when you come to pro hockey that you have to be really good at something. You have to have something that you do in your role that's better than other players. It was the best by far of his preseason. He was really strong, used that speed. We have to develop, and we have to have penalty killers in our lineup just as much as you have a power play guy in your lineup. So he made a real good case for himself in last night's game.
Paul, early in the camp, you had noted that the team likely wouldn't have a roster with someone who hadn't had an NHL game. I mean, has anything changed in the camp?
Possibly. That's all you're getting.
That's it?
But possibly, yeah.
Can you throw a few names out?
Well, you can get the list out.
Okay. Tucker Pullman's had a pretty good camp.
Pretty good, yeah. He's played well. Yeah, we're going to try him on his offside tomorrow night, take a look at that. It's something that he's done over the course of his career, but he's a very strong camp.
Are you seeing something different in this camp, though, from last season, just in terms of the experience that's been gained? And
I'll tell you about this. I missed camp last year, but very focused group of men that have come in here, and they're not trying to get through camp. They're working on the drills. They're working on the details of camp. And we do. It just feels like there's more men in the room. You know, Tyler's back in that mix. Steve Mason has a presence about him. Hendricks brings a little different feel, a big different feel to that bottom six role and grouping. And I think Andrew Kopp has really benefited from that. I've really liked Andrew's camp. He's got stronger. I think Matt's had an impact there. So there seems to be more men in our room.
You smiled a bit at that question, Paul, about, rookie, the potential for a rookie stepping in and then Tanev's to step forward. I mean, are you guys at the end of these skates and the end of these games, are you fraught with some pretty tough decisions right now still?
Some good opportunities. Judy's question was I smiled because I would have been exactly that line of thinking all summer. I didn't think we would have a rookie come in based on what I saw on the board. There's players that I hadn't seen before. A pure rookie, a guy who hadn't played a game in the NHL, but we've got some guys that have had really good camps, and now they're in that mix.
Based on your years, how much does the preseason act as a precursor to how the regular season is going to start for a team, if at all?
Are we standings, power play, penalty killing? Yeah, I don't think it has any impact at all. What you do between does. So how your practices are run, how healthy you are, how hard you drive, that I think that has a major impact. If you get a real focused group that drives real hard and that is using camp for game one for the start, I think that they come out pretty cohesive and really focused. But the result of the games I don't think has any impact. I only remember one when Detroit was in its heyday. I think they went 1-6 one year. I don't know if they lost six games by February that year, but I don't think it has a whole lot. But building, the players know how the team's playing. You can feel it from the bench regardless of the score. That's important, that you're building to something that they feel it on the bench is important.
Yeah. Like a personal touch, a guy gets hot in the preseason, that carry over?
Confidence can be taken in a lot of different ways, from roll up the rim to win to putting a big one in. They'll take it all, shooters especially. Any goals they'll take, it helps them.
I know you like to juggle your top six, but how would you describe the chemistry that exists between Line A and Ehlers?
It's a function of Nick Ehlers on the ice. So to describe that, you've got a player now in his second year and a player in his third year. Nick has had a really good camp. And it's not the goals and assists, the ability to put him on the ice and not be somebody that the centerman has to take care of out there changes what we can do. So he has surprised me. Of all the forwards, Nick Ehlers' growth right now is the one that I'm most pleased with, and that it's going to change what we get. That line is an option now, and if you'd asked me in July, I'd been nervous about it, right? You put the two together, it puts a lot of stress on that center iceman to be good down low. When Patty went back to the right, you saw an ease in his game last game that hadn't been there. But Nick Ehlers stopping and starting at his end of the ice, getting pucks out, he's become a pro. So now it becomes a viable option.
How about Patrick, if you're talking about improvement? His shot, his stick handling, his passing, how much do you see that it's improved since you saw him come into camp last year?
That shot hasn't fallen off a whole lot. Where we find Patty's game changes on the side of the ice he plays. He may eventually play the left side, but there's a lot to learn on playing your offside with such a major change in speed in this game. When he gets over to his natural side, you saw that pass last night. You really needed to see it from ice level, because there was no way that he should have been able to land that puck, and there was no way Nicky should have been able to get to it. And it was almost like a hole in one that didn't touch the rim. You know, I mean, it was perfection. That only comes on his right side, so he can do that there. He finds a way over to the shooting hole regardless, and on the power play, we've got him in the hole that he wants. So the right side is a good place for Patty right now.
They started out as roommates last year. Was that your idea?
It was. I don't think they would have been roommates anyway, right? They'd have kicked somebody out to hang out together. They like each other. And they're friends off the ice, and it's great that they can come out and they play with pucks before and after, so that's fantastic. But they both know the game well enough that if they're not playing well together and they've had some stretches, that they don't want to play with each other. So that's really important, too. They can kind of recognize this is getting a little stale here, and they kind of like when it changes. So we will move the lines around. Young players aren't quite as consistent, but I'm not playing them down the lineup too far. So it'll just be, if it's not going, we'll fix it to find something that's going for the next 10 games, and then we'll keep some pairs together and move the left wingers probably more than anything.
You assume Hellebuck tomorrow?
Correct.
And if we just go on one last question about the goaltender, you know, if Mason maybe would want that Kachuk goal back from a tough angle, did you like the way that the mental toughness to really sharpen up and stop some stuff?
That's the key one, right? It's the save that he made on the Kulikov penalty on that. That was a good save that he made. The second goal got tipped, but he still wants it, right? He still thinks he can get it, and then shut the door, and the game was over. He made two or three really good saves, so that's that calm.